Done.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were just talking about in the previous hour this anti-suicide nasal spray that the Army is funding and asking University of Indiana Schools of Medicine to develop this. This is a fascinating theory. All right. What this nasal spray is supposed to do, it's supposed to spray thyrotropin releasing hormone. TRH is what the brain shoots out to stimulate your pituitary to give off thyroid stimulating hormone and prolactin. So TRH stimulates your thyroid stimulating hormone. Your thyroid stimulating hormone yells at your thyroid to produce more thyroxin. And I had no idea that TRH, the thyrotropin releasing hormone, had an anti-suicidal effect on people. Now, maybe it's because TSH or prolactin causes an increase in mood. I don't know the mechanism, and they aren't really going into it, but it makes some sense because it's very stimulatory. You know, when we look at depression and we look at medicines and how to treat you, there's a broad spectrum of them, but many fall on one side, and then you have one medicine on the other, kind of alone out there, Wellbutrin. Wellbutrin out there is very stimulatory, kind of kicks in the norepinephrine, epinephrine, dopamine, as we talked about, Wellbutrin. It's my drug of choice for somebody with depression. Yeah, it takes about a week or two sometimes to kick in, but it gives them some energy, gives them some pep. If they could tolerate it, that's wonderful. I don't like to give it to anybody with a seizure disorder, but someone with depression in a funk, unmotivated, tired a lot, even if they smoke, it helps get them off smoking sometimes, decreases cravings. So I like that. A medicine we sometimes avoid if you're in a deep funk are these SSRIs, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like your Prozac, your Paxil, your Zoloft. Even though they do fight depression with the serotonin, we have to be very careful because some of these can put you in a deeper funk. These medicines are phenomenal for the anxious type depression that people get where just everybody ticks them off. They don't like anybody. They're very moody. Something happens and they just can't get over it. Like, let's say somebody cuts you off while driving to work. Rather than you saying, well, no big thing, you just, you want to get him back, or your day is ruined because of this jerk that cut you off. And the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, or the SNRIs, like Effexor, seem to do really well with that. But unfortunately, a lot of times when we doctors try to treat depression, we can't go to those first because we're afraid that could throw you into a little bit more of a funk. So I find it very interesting that they are looking at a stimulating hormone that is obviously very stimulatory for the brain and the pituitary as an anti-suicidal agent. I think it's phenomenal. So from what we understand, because suicide rates among soldiers have hit record highs. I mean, it's unfortunate what our blessed troops are going through. The Army has given researchers at the University of Indiana School of Medicine $3 million to develop the spray. The project will be led by Dr. Michael Kubek, an associate professor of neurobiology. He said a snort of this thyrotropin-releasing hormone may be able to treat mental health problems like depression and suicidal thoughts. They think earlier studies have shown that this can decrease suicidal ideas, depression, and bipolar. All right. Now, unfortunately, you can't give it in pill form because it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. And so some of these trials, doctors had to kind of, I guess, do a spinal tap to kind of administer it. Yet they believe that with this nanoparticle drug delivery system that they could do nasally, they are able to allow it to cross that blood-brain barrier once it's given nasally and rapidly absorbed. They say if the project succeeds, this nasal spray wouldn't act as an antidepressant. This is more like a quick fix for people in crisis. You know, when you're feeling suicidal and that, you know, moment happens, this is supposed to kick in. Of course, the best way to treat depression is having a therapist going through severe intensive therapy, antidepressants. Remember, antidepressants take a few weeks to kick in. And the purpose of the antidepressant is so you never get that low. Unfortunately, when you do get that low, there's really not anything you could really pop and take to get out of that mood. Now, what some depressed patients have done is go to pain pills. They take a Lortab, they take a Percocet, and it gives them a high, and it gets them out of that mood temporarily. So unfortunately, a lot of people have reported when they do feel that way, they go and get a pain pill. Unfortunately, once that pain pill starts to eliminate in your bloodstream, and it's over its half-life, you get a little angry, you get a little depressed, you get a little anxious. The coming down from that pain pill, even though it could be subtle, can put you into a depression. So we've never recommended that, and researchers have never gone that route to look at an opioid type of fix for suicidal thought. And I commend them for that, because I think that could just lead you to trouble. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of people have done. A lot of people also have gone to alcohol. They hope that maybe the buzz from alcohol could get them out of the depression. Again, what's unfortunate about that is what does alcohol do? It's a depressant in itself, could make things worse. So a stimulatory nasal spray that doesn't hurt, that's easy to take, I think it's good. I think it's great. I'm glad that we're slowly starting to concentrate on what the military needs. Now, the Army is funding this particular project, but the military is so underserved in terms of its mental health services. I can't tell you how many people come back and they just aren't themselves. And we really don't have much to help them with. You know, every now and then I get patients from the VA, older patients that say, unfortunately, you know, they're fortunate to have VA coverage, but that's all they have. They can't go to people in the private sector, and it takes months to get in with the doctor and the VA. These are things that really need to be addressed. But, of course, the VA is controlled by the government. All right? How can it work well? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,655.26, $827.63 for a half ounce, or $413.81 for a quarter ounce. $1,615.26, $827.63, and $413.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237. 2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget later when you're kind of surfing the net on Facebook, Twitter, don't forget to find Dr. Dahlia Show and link up. This way we could connect and I could give you up-to-date medical updates. Don't forget we have a free Android app where you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want to. You could get it free through your app store or go to the Dr. Dahlia website. We are still working on the iPhone app, so just be patient. It is coming. And for those of you that are really not liking the heat this summer and are fantasizing about where you could go next summer, where it's nice and cool and pretty, we are going to Alaska with the Dr. Dahlia cruise. It's always a phenomenal trip, and I can't wait. And we definitely make it fun. So please go to my website, check out the Alaska cruise, because we'd love to travel with you. All right, Ryan from Kingman, Arizona writes, Doctor, listening to you discuss depression, I don't feel I have clinical depression. I just dislike my life. I hate my job. I can't stand my wife. We don't have many friends. What are my options other than taking a pill? Well, I know, I can't stand my wife. Wouldn't that be scary if this was my husband writing that? Right? Now, I know what his code name would be. It wouldn't be Ryan. It would be something like from Battlestar Galactica or something like that. All right, this is Han Solo. Okay, anyway, you know, you got a good point. What if you dislike your life? Is that depression? I mean, there's a difference. You could hate your job. You could not like the wife and not be clinically depressed. It would be very difficult to. I mean, you know, that's your day. So what, the only part of the day that you look forward to is sleep? Unfortunately, that's very true for a lot of people. Years ago, I would have people come in for antidepressants, and I would ask them, you know, well, do you like your job? How's, you know, your relationship? And if anybody hated their job or had problems with their relationship, would say, well, I'd like to hold off treating you because I don't want you taking medicine to get through your job or to get through your relationship, because the medicine is only going to work so long. Okay. You know, I'm not treating you because you have a psychological issue. I'm treating you because you have an environmental situation you feel you can't get out of. And I've told people, I go, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to be on a pill the rest of your life so you could keep this lousy job you have, or should you get a new job? And we ended up helping a lot of people get new jobs. I had prefaced that by saying years ago, okay, that was before the recession. That's when, and I live in Southern Nevada, jobs were plentiful. I remember there was a time we couldn't find a nurse. There were no nurses seeking jobs. I mean, we were so nurse-strapped in this city. And then things change, and you throw an ad out on Craigslist or whatever. I mean, you get hundreds of applicants within an hour. It's sad. It's a sad the changeover. But before the recession hit, I would tell, I mean, if you hate your job, and let's say you work 8 to 5 plus commute, so we're looking at a 7 to 6. Let's say that's most of your day. Nah. All right. And then let's say you're in a relationship that you don't, you're with somebody you don't want to be with. All right. That's going to wear on you. No, you may not have psychological genetic depression or clinical depression, but if you aren't looking forward to your day, there's going to be an issue. Now here, Ryan also says you don't have many friends. So it doesn't look like you have a lot of outlets. You don't like your wife. You don't have a lot of friends. Now, maybe you do have an issue. You know, I mean, what if it is a good job? What if the wife is a perfectly good wife? What if there are people that have wanted to be friends with you and you've shut them out? And I'm not saying this to insult you or anything, but, some people, they just dislike everything. And that could be a sign of subclinical depression. You know, where nothing pleases you. You know, everybody thinks depression is you sitting in your room crying or you not wanting to live anymore. That is severe depression, and you're right. That's unipolar depression. Absolutely, but that's not all depression. Some depression could just be, you know, these people are getting on my nerves, or I can't stand the kids and the yelling and the screaming. I got to get out of here. You know, just things always irritate you. I can't stand listening to this radio host. She always harps about the same thing over and over again. I got to switch it. Okay, yeah, there's a variety of things that could cause you to just dislike your life, and your perception of your life could be a manifestation of you having underlying depression. Now, I've had many people where they didn't realize they had depression, and they went through 4 marriages until finally they got some sort of treatment and therapy and medication, etc., and they learned to love again. So, you know, if you don't like people around you, you don't like your wife, you don't like your job, it wouldn't hurt to be evaluated. It wouldn't hurt to be evaluated. Now, that being said, yes, I know a lot of you are working at a job you hate. I know that. You had to take whatever job you could in this recession, and you're trying to make good. I get that. I mean, thank God I love my job. You know, I have 2 jobs, obviously. I'm a doctor, and I get to do radio. Thank God I love both. I could not imagine having to do a job, and I have. I've had jobs before where I hated. Why get up in the morning? I don't want to get up in the morning to go to a job. And what's a sign of depression? Not wanting to get up in the morning. Yeah, but you don't want to get up in the morning because you really don't want to go to work. You know, you'd rather get up if it was your day off. So I get that. And then what if you really don't like your wife? What if the marriage was a mistake? Well, then you need to look at your, and like I said, still be evaluated, because again, I'd hate for you to divorce or quit your job when that's really not the situation. That's your jaded perception of it. But yeah, we have many people where they really don't like the marriage, but they just stick with it, you know, because of the kids or because they don't want to deal with the alimony and the lawsuit and the loss of the house. And so people just go with the motions, and a lot of people do. They just go with emotions. One of my favorite movies was, and I bring this up a lot on the show, was Parenthood with Steve Martin. And he's in a fight with his wife, and he makes a comment saying, my whole life is have to. So basically, he doesn't get to do things that he wants to do. His whole life is have to. And if you take a look at your life, this is a big mistake many of us do. Everything we do is we have to. Okay, well, we have to get up. We have to wash our hair. We have to work out because we've got to keep our weight down. We have to go to work. Then we got to pick up the kids. We have to drive them here, there, etc. Then we come home. You know, what part of your day is something you want to do? Well, true, you want to work because you got to pay the bills. Yeah. But, I mean, think about it. Is there any part of your day that's fun just for you? Not really. You know, I've told you the story of how, you know, I'd have some, you know, moms, stay-home moms, you know, they get depressed. And, you know, they've kind of been denying it to themselves. And I go, okay, what do you do for fun? Oh, well, we take the, we go to the, there's a birthday party this weekend and Toy Story 3 is coming out. So we're going to see that. And I go, no. Okay. That's fun for a kid. Adult fun. Oh, I don't have time to go out. I don't have a babysitter. Okay. You know, if you really think about it, most of us don't really do something for fun. Well, you have to. Otherwise you are going to hate your life. You know, remember we used to have poker nights or bowling nights or everybody comes over or, you know, church parties or something. But you need to do something that you really look forward to, and don't pretend to look forward to it for your spouse. I mean, I know a lot of people that go out with couples and, you know, maybe the husband's cool, but the wife nobody could stand, or vice versa. I mean, you and your spouse really need to talk and be honest. And if Saturday night needs to be date night, because work drives you crazy and the kids drive you crazy, then plan that, all right? If nobody has babysitting, then what you do, have families come over, either assign somebody to babysit or whatever, or take turns, or maybe you guys collectively get a babysitter to watch the kids in one area of the house, and you all get to have some wine and watch movies, etc. I mean, make sure you don't overdrink, but what I'm saying is whenever you think you don't have an out, a lot of times you do. You do have options. You just think you don't have options. And when depression sets in is when you think you don't have options. I mean, if you think about it, even in this crappy recession, you still have the option of quitting your job. Yes, it may not be the most favorable option, but what you need to do is entertain all your options. Sit down either with your spouse or even with your therapist or your doctor or whatever and go, you know, what'll happen if I make this step? All right, now, what I recommend in terms of not liking the wife or not liking your husband. Okay, one thing we always say in medicine, and I learned this from Dr. Hardy when I trained as a student, says whenever you could possibly be depressed, don't get married, don't get divorced, don't buy a house, don't sell a house, don't get a job, don't quit a job, okay? And I get that because you don't want to lose your marriage just because you aren't in the right state of mind. So like I said, make sure you get evaluated, et cetera. But one thing you could always do is a separation, all right? See if that's really, really the case. Okay, and, you know, maybe if you think your wife is going to freak out by a week separation or a 2-week separation, maybe bring her to your marriage therapist or bring her to your doctor and said, look, I just want to see who I am alone. I just want to see this. I'm not cheating on you. I'll show you proof of where I'm staying, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. But if you're alone and away from that spouse and you are extremely happy, all right, but if being away from the spouse, nothing changes, okay, you just saved yourself a divorce. Okay, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about and some medical stories. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right, just really quickly, I love seeing these articles that talk about foods that help with pain, foods that help with moods. So I figured pretty quickly I could go ahead and read you some of these. Now, you know, mind you, these articles keep coming out, and I tell you, like, for example, foods rich in B12 and folate. And I know some of you are like, oh, yay, B12 and folate, that's wonderful, oh, that's great, you know. And then you hear about it, and then we go back to our regular diet. But honestly, B12 and folate, they're found in beans. I know, greens. That's usually folic acid we kind of see in those. B12 we see in meats, fish, poultry, dairy. But WebMD suggests very easy to make a burrito or enchilada with black beans. I really got to fix that. Beef, chicken, or pork, a spinach salad with crab or salmon. Remember, also fish oil. Your omega-3s help with depression. Spinach salad, they say, with crab or salmon. An egg white or egg substitute omelet with spinach and reduced fat cheese. Those seem to work pretty well. So, you know, I would say diet, even though a lot of us doctors always say, okay, we need to eat a good diet, I really do recommend these, because when people do kind of go sometimes a little bit more vegan or they eat healthy, they always talk about how good they feel. Now, and doesn't that annoy you? Right? Here you are with a crappy diet and you're, you know, you just packed on some pounds, and then one of your buddies is like, oh my gosh, I feel so good. I've been eating high fiber, and oh, I had a salmon salad for lunch and I got so much energy. And you look at them and you're like, oh, leave me alone. But I gotta tell you, I mean, it really does work. All right? Same thing with fruits and vegetables. In fact, I know when I haven't eaten well in a while, because I start to feel sluggish. And then I go and I get some spinach, like, you know, the prepackaged spinach, and I wash it off and I eat some, or I throw some fruit in me. And, I mean, I notice a difference. And maybe it's psychosomatic. But, you know, if you really think about it, if we're supposed to be eating 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day, and we don't, no wonder. You know, we start to kind of have a crappy outlook. And I know food will not solve all our woes. I get that. But still, just think about it. Before you start going on a pill, you know, think about, you know, eating healthier foods. Selenium is a mineral, WebMD is reporting, acts like an antioxidant. It does appear to help with moods. They have studied in seniors daily diet that was supplemented with selenium, 200 micrograms, and they did find a decrease in depression. We do see selenium in, again, here, beans. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't want you to eat beans and get gas, but apparently in this, they say you got to go to those legumes, lean meat. I'd rather you get the selenium by foods, by the way, like whole grain bread, brown rice. Whole grain bread, they say, and oatmeal, you can get 70 micrograms of selenium. And then, of course, your seafood, oysters, clams, crabs, sardines, fish, Brazil nuts are high in selenium. Try that. Try popping some Brazil nuts, having some, you know, seafood, lean meat, etc. Of course, cook the seafood really well. And see if it makes a difference. And let me know. Okay, of course, the fish. Here we go with the omega-3s. Your omega-3 fatty acids, this has been shown time and time again to decrease depression. Now, you almost wonder, is it that all these foods are making you feel better, or is it because you're not eating the refined sugars that make you feel like crap? Remember, sugar causes depression because you get that high and then you get that low. You get that sugar buzz and then you get that low. And, you know, you almost wonder if you have that additive effect of a better mood, because not only are you eating your omega-3s and your vegetables and getting the selenium in and B12, but you're not eating the crap. So it's a twofer, double bonus. Of course, herring, rainbow trout, salmon, sardines, tuna. These are very good sources for omega-3. Vitamin D. Now, vitamin D, okay? Many of us physicians tell you to go take the vitamin D in terms of pill form, because we need to avoid the sun, etc. However, we know there's seasonal affective disorder. We know there's mood disorders. I mean, unfortunately, we are so scared of skin cancer that we can't tell you to go out into the sun. But imagine if you went out into the sun for a certain amount of time every day. I bet the reason why depression is so high and medication use is so rampant is because we don't go out into the sun. If you really think about it, is 15 minutes really enough? I had a patient this week. She's one of my long-time patients. She actually sees a dermatologist out of UCLA because she had malignant melanoma. She was treated for it, but she has so many moles, and, you know, she keeps going in every few months to get moles removed. And, of course, you know, you see a case like that, and you really get scared of the sun. But I think a lot of cures to many of our woes would be getting out into the sun and being outside a heck of a lot more than we are. And, of course, I have to always say, well, cover yourself up and protect yourself and lather yourself in sunscreen and sunblock. And, of course, that defeats the purpose of you actually getting the sunlight, because what does sunlight do? It also produces innate vitamin D, natural vitamin D. You can also, though, get vitamin D from fatty fish, like the salmon, the tuna, the mackerel, like we talked about, beef liver. I know some of you like liver. We're not talking chicken liver. We're talking beef liver. Cheese can give you vitamin D, egg yolks, even though we talked about that with heart, etc. And, you know, they do fortify vitamin D, but vitamin D helps. Now, this is interesting. WebMD says to treat yourself to an ounce of chocolate, but it has to be dark chocolate. Dark chocolate lowers blood pressure, right? We talked about that. And it has, it helps with your brain endorphins. All right. They say in one study from the Netherlands, Dutch men ate one-third of a chocolate bar each day, had lower levels of blood pressure, lower levels of heart disease, and said they felt good. Excuse me, of course they did. But I like milk chocolate more. Dark chocolate too bitter. But it's got to be the dark chocolate. Okay, and then, of course, it said avoid foods in high and saturated fat. Limit your alcohol because that makes you moody. Also limit your caffeine because that also makes you moody. So, you know, it's I think diet is extremely important. I think it's underestimated. It's underappreciated. And I would definitely suggest you, before you go to the pill, you know, play around with the diet. But also be honest. All right. If you can't, if you aren't the type to be able to really stomach the liver and the fish, you got to be honest. Okay. Fox comes up with 7 ways to increase your energy levels. Again, one thing, one of their researchers, Dr. Matthew Edlund, director of Gulf Coast Sleep Institute, says you got to let in the sun. You got to get the sun in. They say also stretch. Keep moving. That'll help your energy. And of course, whatever helps your energy helps your moods. They say also, this is kind of interesting. It says, look at something you love. All right. They say you have basic needs like hunger and thirst that, sometimes the body, if it feels like it's under stress, you'll lose your energy. But if you have like a beautiful photo, flowers, sometimes pictures of your kids at work kind of make the day go by. Right? No mother-in-law, but pictures of your kids, why not? They say definitely shake up the routine a little bit. You know, one of my friends said, if you kind of get sick of, your daily routine, change the furniture around in the house or paint one wall just to kind of change things up a little bit. Sometimes subconsciously, your body will appreciate that. Now, this is a little girly, but they say scent your shower. They say if you use citrus, eucalyptus, or mint, that seems to surge energy. And if you really think about it, peppermint does. And I'll eat a mint after lunch. Not so much so patients don't, smell what I had for lunch. But it does. It gives you a little boost. You know how you get tired after lunch? There's something about mint. I get that. Okay. They also said clean out your closet. Rather than having tons of outfits, they say that's pretty exhausting. Of course, eat a colorful breakfast with a lot of, fruits and vegetables. Throw that in there. I mean, cool stuff. I think the whole diet thing is cool. It's just you really got to stick with it. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. A lot more stories. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Before we talk about this now salmonella outbreak that involves cantaloupes, just one other quick list of foods that fight pain. I thought this was a real, very well-written article and very true. There are foods that do appear to help fight pain. Now, I mean, we're not talking degenerative disc disease-type pain, but, I mean, we're talking about some pretty significant pain. So, well, I don't want to say significant pain, but, you know, like maybe headaches, that kind of stuff. So let's just quickly go through these. We have cherries appear to help arthritis and muscle pain. Ginger appears to help migraines, arthritis, sore muscles. Cranberry juice. Now, this is kind of interesting. Cranberry juice. I'm just typing a little note to Donovan. Cranberry juice, they say, helps fight ulcers. Now, we use cranberry juice all the time for bladder infections. And what's very interesting is people will say, yeah, the pain went away from the bladder infection. There's something about cranberry that's anti-inflammatory. Maybe it's the acidity. Maybe it's the basicness. I'm not sure. I always thought cranberry juice was a little bit more basic than more of the acidic juices. But they say it helps ulcers, and they believe that happens because it blocks H. pylori, the bacteria, from adhering to the stomach lining. So that's kind of cool. All right. You know, again, watch the sugar, of course, in cranberry juice. Now, they say salmon, herring, sardines, those fatty fish seem to help with achy back, neck, joints. Turmeric also helps with achy joints and colitis, inflammation of the colon. Yogurt, my irritable bowel syndrome patients love yogurt. They eat their yogurt once a day. You guys know about this one. Coffee helps headaches, okay? Mint, irritable bowel syndrome, does really well with mint. Mint also helps with headaches. Many of you have found edamame to work for arthritis. They say use about a fourth cup daily of that. Hot peppers seem to do well with arthritis. And there's more, but Fox kind of put together this list, and I thought they did a very good job. I think there's a lot of things out there that we have right in front of us that's not pharmaceutical, that even though I love the pharmaceuticals, still, I think we overdo it. But a big problem we have, especially with our senior group, is time and time again, we have to tell you all to stop taking the over-the-counter medication, stop taking the anti-inflammatories, the ibuprofen, the ketoprofen, because it can hurt your kidneys, it can hurt your stomach lining. And then you say, well, what could I do for my arthritis? Remember, we're outliving our joints now. We're living till our 80s and our 90s. It's wonderful, knock on wood. But a lot of times our joints start to go in our 40s and 50s. We hurt. So, if they could look at some of these foods like your cherries and your mint and your peppers and, your fish and, look at certain components and see how to accent those and incorporate them into our diet, just anything that shaves off, extra pain, I'm for. Again, I don't have high hopes, but still, it's something worth looking at. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I was just curious to know. I have degenerative bone disease, and I've had a fusion in my upper neck, and I have bulging discs, and I have hip problems and everything with my bones and stuff. I was wondering what kind of treatments they could do, if they have to do surgery again or what, because right now I'm on medication, and I've been on it since 2004.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
Since 2003. 2004 is when I had my surgery, and I'm just starting to get concerned because the medication's not working, and I need to know what to tell my doctor.
Well, no,
so
that.
I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr.
No, no, that's fine. Here's the thing. You've already had one fusion, but remember, knee bone is connected to the thigh bone. I mean, most likely you have other discs that are probably an issue. I mean, when you get arthritis, it's usually not in one specific part of your neck or thoracic or lumbar area. So I wouldn't be surprised that you still have continual issues. But if you've been on medicine since 2004, you can't be on that long term. So what do they do? Well, sometimes if it is severe, yes, you may need another surgery, but not always. Sometimes there's certain physical therapy. Sometimes there's certain injections that they could do. Some of us that have herniated discs or facet issues or degenerative discs, sometimes the pain could be decreased with a little bit of a steroid injection, whether we do a facet injection or an epidural injection. And what I like about those is even though it's medication, it's a localized medication that's being injected right into the area. So your liver and kidney absorption is a heck of a lot less because this was done directly into the area. And, of course, the steroids decrease inflammation and many times can help. I'm a huge fan of acupuncture. Huge, huge fan. Of course, I love chiropractic. I like physical therapy. I think massage. And what a lot of times we need to do is you know, we work some of the muscle groups or some of the areas that are hurting. And we do this to try to stall your need for surgery. We always do surgery as a last resort, unless you really can't take the pain. And back surgery is becoming more and more successful. When I was in training 20 years ago, they said, most back surgery doesn't work. Don't even go there. Now, extremely successful. You have orthopedic surgeons. You have neurosurgeons. Some of them use different techniques. So my suggestion would be to see an orthopedic surgeon or a neurosurgeon just to kind of get the evaluation of where you're at. Because if you have something surgical, if you have a nerve press, if you have a disc pressing on a nerve, there's only so much the medication can do. I mean, all the medication is doing is kind of snowing your brain so you don't feel the pain that's happening. Well, you could only, you know, hide from it so long. And sometimes they just have to do the surgery. They either have to do the microdiscectomy or whatever you need based on what you have. Yet for a lot of people that have the arthritis buildup, and they aren't bad enough for surgery, there's certain things that could be done to kind of, you know, buy you some more time and shave off some of the pain. Of course, many of us really needed to address our backs and our joints years ago when we were younger. And this is why I always, you know, recommend if your kids play soccer or football and they get knocked out of alignment, have them see a chiropractor. You know, have them get some physical therapy, because many times when your kids are in your 20s, when you hurt yourself, you have amazing pain tolerance. And you just, you know, jump back on the horse and you move on. And if you were subluxated or dislocated, you really don't get dislocated and not notice it. So I would say maybe, like I said, subluxated, which is, you know, a partial dislocation, yet you don't have pain from it, you ignore it. Yet if that sucker sticks and heals in that part that's off, you're going to eventually develop arthritis in that area. So I think a lot of our problems is because we never addressed our back, strengthened our back and neck when we were younger. So, but yeah, definitely sit down with your doctor, get some opinions from a neurosurgeon, an orthopedic surgeon, see what your options are, but maybe you could do injections, certain therapy, acupuncture, massage, chiropractic, etc. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, really quick, cantaloupe outbreak has now killed two, sickened 141 in the United States. This is very reminiscent of what we dealt with the listeria outbreak with cantaloupe. Right now, 20 states are affected. 31 are hospitalized. We've been watching this in Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana. They believe it's salmonella linked to cantaloupes. From what I understand, they are trying to find the source, just like they had to last year with listeria, finding that one farm in Granada, Colorado. That listeria outbreak was like the deadliest in almost 90 years. Now we have a salmonella, which is a different bacteria that is causing this outbreak. Salmonella will, though, kick in sooner. So we aren't going to have people that 4 weeks later get sick and they don't know why. But unfortunately, here we are again with another type of outbreak. Again, my recommendation is to wash any fruit you eat. And since cantaloupe has that skin that has crevices, you seem to collect more bacteria there. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour. If not, have a great rest of the way home. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Take care.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.